Last Thursday, the Pentagon announced downsizing plans that would mainly impact the Army and Marine Corps. The Army would shrink from 570,000 soldiers to 490,000. Under the budget plan the President will announce next month, and the Marines will drop by 20,000, down to a total of 182,000 by 2017. Now the Air Force says its total in strength will come down too. It would cut about 10,000 airmen, bringing the size of the force to about 322,000. But General Norton Schwartz, the Air Force Chief of Staff, says those personnel cuts aren't being made purely as a cost-saving measure.
Importantly, those reductions are tied to force structure going away. So we are not reducing personnel in order to meet budget targets. These are directly connected with the force structure adjustments that we've undertaken.
That force structure that's going away is the elimination of 6 tactical fighter squadrons and 1 training squadron. Schwartz says the Air Force will take a close look at the mix between its active, reserve, and National Guard components to get the right balance for the total force. He says their goal under the new strategy is to make sure active duty airmen are at home for at least 2 years for every 1 year they're deployed. For the reserve components, they're aiming for at least a 1-to-4 ratio. As there will be fewer airmen in the Air Force, the service also expects to have fewer bases over the next decade. DOD announced yesterday it plans to ask Congress for another round of base realignment and closures, and Schwartz says his service has more base structure than it needs even today.
For the United States Air Force, base closure around 2005 did not close bases. We did a multitude of realignments and so on. And as you may be aware, there are estimates in that era that our infrastructure, we had excess infrastructure in the neighborhood of 20%. Since 2005, our inventory of aircraft, for example, has declined in the neighborhood of 500 aircraft. And so the presumption is, I think it's a fair presumption, that there's yet more excess infrastructure. And so, indeed, we certainly support the proposal to go through another round of base closure analysis and execution.
In the Army's case, BRAC would have less of an impact, according to Army Chief of Staff Ray Odierno. He told reporters that DOD actually plans to ask Congress for 2 more BRAC rounds, but he doubts the Army would lose any more bases.
The Army went through a very significant BRAC not too long ago, and we did a fairly significant consolidation. So for the Army, I believe a follow-on BRAC would not have as much impact on the Army because we've pretty much done what we want to. We'll have to do some minor things, I think, probably as we go through BRAC. They'll find some things that we have to. But I think for the most part, we have established our installations. What you'll see all around the Army, except for some of the overseas places that will close, but in the continental United States and Alaska and Hawaii, you might see a reduction in the installation, but I don't think you see a big installation being asked to close as we construct. So we think we have the right footprint, but we'll see. We'll work our way through that as we go through.
While it won't lose many bases, the Army will lose people. Some of the largest reductions will be in Europe. 2 heavy armored brigades will be removed from Europe, and the reduction will be part of the Army's overall cut of 80,000 soldiers between now and 2017. But Odierno says he doesn't see his service as bearing a disproportionate burden from the budget cuts.
I want to be very clear. This is not about winners and losers. This is about coming up with the right joint force. I believe the Army grew more than anybody else over the last 5 or 6 years as we got involved in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that growth was very specific. Because we're worried about the op tempo of our soldiers and our units, we grew the Army in order to meet our commitments in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I'm comfortable now that, in fact, we're done with Iraq, our commitments are coming down in Afghanistan, that we can now do this. So I don't see it as we're bearing the burden of it. I'm saying we're making a correction based on what we see out there as a potential threat.
Odierno says his focus is on total capability, not just numbers. He says even though the Army is shrinking down closer to the size it was on 9/11, it's going to be a far more capable force than it was a decade ago.
What I look at is, what does 490,000 get me? So what we're doing is we're increasing our special operations force. So we're going to go to 35,000 total special operations forces in the Army. And I think it's important to understand that this is significant growth. We've been doing this over the last 3 or 4 years. And I want to reemphasize the incredible missions and roles that they play and what they've been doing over the last 10 years in Iraq, Afghanistan, around the world, And we want to continue that. We think that's the way of the future. And I also, it is now the relationship that's been built between our special operations and conventional forces. The synchronization integration that we've gained in Iraq and Afghanistan, we will now carry forward.
In the Air Force's case, it's giving up fewer personnel, but it is eliminating many existing aircraft from its inventory and slowing down the purchase of a new one, the F-35. But Schwartz says he, too, is comfortable with the cuts to his service.
And we will be smaller but superb force that maintains our agility, our flexibility, and readiness to engage a full range of contingencies and threats. Throughout this evolution, we remain and shall remain committed to our ongoing responsibilities to provide globally postured, regionally tailorable, full-spectrum air power, from nuclear deterrence to air, space, and cyber operations, counterterrorism, and global intelligence surveillance and reconnaissance.
And in at least a couple of those categories, spending will grow. The DoD strategy calls for increased spending on both ISR and cyber. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.